The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
This is Ricky Scapero, the founder, the voice, and the pastor of End Time Headlines, and you're looking at our segment today is a prophetic viewpoint segment. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And we welcome all of our regular viewers to the broadcast. If you're new to the broadcast, please let us know in the Facebook Live section below that you are new. Or this is your first time, so that we can acknowledge your presence and acknowledge that you are indeed coming onto the broadcast new. I want to talk about some interesting things today, and we want to welcome our podcast audience. We want to welcome our YouTube audience as well. We're going to talk about there is an uptick of powerful earthquakes that are shaking the United States, and it's even leaving experts baffled. We're going to talk about that in today's segment. We're going to talk about do states in the United States have the authority to fine or jail individuals who refuse to take a coronavirus vaccine? We're going to talk about that today, and we're going to bring up an interesting piece that came out from an individual in law, in health law, in the Center of Health Law, and we're going to talk about that. A powerful volcano just erupted in Indonesia that's blacked out cities. We're going to talk about that. And then we'll talk about some developments that are happening in the Mideast with Lebanon, Beirut, Russia, and China. So again, we welcome you to the broadcast today. So let's get started on this thing. Let's talk about the first thing I want to talk to you about today is this volcano. This is breaking news. A volcanic eruption in Indonesia took place early this morning at the this earthquake was Mount Sinabung in Indonesia that erupted, sending volcanic ash 3 miles into the sky. This is an actual this was a clip that was taken that you're seeing here, you guys on YouTube and Facebook. This was a snapshot that was taken from a YouTube video that we took a screenshot of. But you can see here the amount of volcanic ash that went up after this. This comes after more than a year of inactivity and was the second since Saturday. So there was a prior eruption on Saturday, but this was an explosive eruption. In fact, residents and tourists have been warned about possible lava flow and have now been told to stay outside of a 3-kilometer radius from the crater's mouth. Dramatic footage of the eruption was captured by residents showing a giant cloud of thick ash rising from the peak of the 8,071-foot mountain in North Sumatra. The volcano erupted, emitting a thunderous noise and turning the sky dark. Authorities and witnesses said, quote, the sound was like thunder, and it lasted for less than 30 seconds. Again, residents have been advised to stay outside of a 3-kilometer radius of the volcano and to wear masks to minimize the effects of falling volcanic ash. Volcanology Agency reported this statement there, and also there has been no fatalities or injuries reported from the eruption, although many cities have been, quote, blackened out by the ash that has been erupted. The altitude of the volcanic eruption, the ash rising, has blacked out the sun. Now, when I read this, I immediately thought of, how many of you guys remember the scriptures? You think of the scriptures from Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 30. It talks about the sun will be turned into darkness. The moon will be turned into blood. Many talk about that phrase there in Joel chapter 2, where the sun is darkened or turned into darkness, is because of volcanic eruptions. That is one side of the coin. The other, you know, some speculate it could be from war, nuclear war, thermonuclear war, and different things happening on the earth dealing with wars and rumors of wars. But again, I'm of the opinion, just based on that scripture alone, it talks about blood, fire, and pillars of smoke, and it talks about the sun being darkened out. Those are all references and depict volcanic eruptions. And then, of course, you read about that in the book of Revelation as well. So, again, we have this volcano erupting, violent eruption in Indonesia today, according to multiple sources. This was from the Daily Mail, and said that Indonesia was plunged, many cities in Indonesia plunged into darkness. Now, I want to get on, this was an interesting subject that I want to talk about here. This topic was a real topic this weekend. I mean, this thing went viral on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. People was talking about this all weekend. And there was explosive comments. The dialogue got real heated, at least on our Facebook, End Time Headlines Facebook page. And that is, do states have authority to fine or jail people who refuse the coronavirus vaccine? According to ABC 10 News, that's an ABC local affiliate, they did a piece on this. I want to read this. I'm going to give you the quote from this article, all right? Quote, as drug makers race to develop a vaccine against the coronavirus, several legal questions are emerging. Could the government require people to get it? Could people who refuse to roll up their sleeves get banned from stores or even lose their jobs? Now, I want to stop right there because I do want to say my wife is in healthcare, and I know now we've moved from the state of Indiana to the state of Georgia, and I know in the state of Indiana or even in the state of Kentucky, nurses were required to take vaccinations, and if they refused it, they would lose their job. They would not be able to keep their job. So that may not be the case where you are, because this came up in a dialogue and it came up in conversation on this post when we posted this on Facebook, onto our Facebook page on End Time Headlines over the weekend. Some nurses and people in healthcare chimed in on this and said that where they live, they're not required by law to do that. Now, I was not aware, excuse my ignorance on this, but I wasn't aware that some states gave you the choice and other states didn't. But apparently, from what I'm gathering, that's the case. Depending on where you are, what state you're in, you're either given a choice or you're mandated to do this. So when I begin to read the piece that I'm getting ready to read to you, it didn't really shock me so much with this scenario because of, again, what I know and people I personally know in healthcare that are required by law to take the vaccine. All right, so let me back up, ask this question again, then we're going to elaborate. Could people who refuse to get the vaccine be banned from stores or even lose their jobs? This is an article from ABC 10 News. This is not a blog. This is not an opinion piece. This is a credible, reputable source that's talking about this. You can search it yourself. According to them, the short answer is yes. According to Dov Fox, a law professor and the director of the Center for Health Law, Policy, and Bioethics at the University of San Diego. Quote, and I'm going to read this quote to you, states can compel vaccinations in more or less intrusive ways, he said in an interview. Quote, they can limit access to schools. Now listen to this real carefully. According to this law professor and director of the Center for Health Law Policy and Bioethics at the University of San Diego, when he was pressed on the subject, when he was interviewed, this is what he said. Quote, they can limit access to schools or services or jobs if people refuse to get the vaccination. quote, they could force them to pay a fine or even lock them in jail. This is not my opinion. We've provided the source. Google it yourself and research it. It's there. Fox noted that authorities in the U.S. have never attempted to jail people for refusing to vaccinate. But other countries like France have adopted the aggressive tactic. Quote, the legal precedent dates back to 1905. In a landmark U.S. Supreme Court case, Jacobson versus Massachusetts, the court ruled Massachusetts had the authority to fine people who refused vaccinations for smallpox. So giving you a little history here in case you didn't know that. That single case in 1905 formed the legal basis for vaccine requirements at schools and has been upheld in subsequent decisions. Wow. So think about that. Let's talk about this a little bit today, because this right here is going to become on the front burner of discussions and where we're moving forward. In fact, today, a local affiliate out of Chicago at Fox 5 reported that Chicago is doubling down on their efforts to enforce its emergency coronavirus travel order, as officials now there in Chicago will be reviewing the social media posts of possible violators as the pandemic continues. Quote, public health authorities shared the update during a news conference earlier this week, revealing that officials may check the social feeds of suspected offenders to collect evidence for a possible citation. This was according to the USA Today. The outlet reports the suspected violators will, quote, be identified as such through, quote, contact tracing. Now, we talked about contact tracing in one of our segments when I talked about three precursors to the mark of the beast system in Revelation 13, social tracing. Or contact tracing, where they're using digital downloadable apps, using Bluetooth, using software, using your phones, using your devices that you have, and they can alert you when either you are in proximity to an individual who is A, infected, or B, has been around someone who has been infected. And for a while, this was left up to choice, but now seems like it's being pushed in a direction where it's going to be mandatory. Again, I'm not saying it is mandatory to have this app, but it sure seems like there's getting more and more steam behind it to push it forward. Listen to this. The outlet reports that suspected violators will be identified through contact tracing or other measures. What does that even mean? I guess we're going to find out. And if you live in Chicago and you're at a gathering, you're at a party, you're with a bunch of people, and you're posed to be a threat, and you're on the radar, then you may find out what those, quote, other measures mean. The city's emergency travel order took effect on the 6th of July, mandating that those who arrive from states with surges in COVID-19 cases quarantine for at least 14-day periods upon arrival. Quote, one of the easiest ways to sort of get enough proof that there was the potential of a violated quarantine order without me having to send out an inspector or do any sort of more aggressive follow-up to collect that is to look at social media. This was according to Dr. Allison Arwady, from Chicago Department of Public Health Commissioner, according to NBC Chicago. Quote, they are in any of those states that violated our order, and then a few days later, they're in Chicago, and they're clearly out in Chicago, not just back, but at a restaurant or at a coffee shop or whatever it may be, and they're posting about that on social media. Quote, That's an example of where we could use that as proof to issue citations. Are you listening today? So this is in Chicago right now. Now, if you think for 1 minute that that's just going to stay as an isolated event in Chicago, think again, because that's probably going to, again, expand out. Listen, just like we said at the beginning of this, this segment on talking about these vaccinations and could it authorities eventually fine or jail people to refuse vaccinations, remember, I want to say this. Let me read this quote again. Other countries like France have adopted aggressive tactics. Do you know what that means? It means they are fining people. They are jailing people. They are ostracizing people. People are losing their jobs because they refuse to be vaccinated. And again, this is all coming to head, guys. All this is coming to head. And I just read you this quote again. This was Fox 5, a local Chicago or local Illinois affiliate there dealing with this subject. All right, so let's move on. Let's talk about China and Russia. We're going to save the earthquake thing for last. There was a piece that just came out today. I thought this was very interesting. It was from the Russia Times reported this. But Moscow and Beijing's ditching of the U.S. dollar could result in the creation of a, quote, financial alliance. This was according to a top Russian analyst. And he believes the partnership is approaching a, quote, breakthrough moment. Let me read that again. Russia and China's ditching or abandoning of the U.S. dollar could ultimately result in the creation of a, quote, financial alliance, according to a top Russian analyst who says and believes that their partnership is approaching a breakthrough moment. Again, we've discussed Russia and China has formed this alliance, and they are a strong alliance. And you guys know as well as I do, if you keep up with prophecy, you keep up with the times of the seasons, you keep up with dreams, you keep up with visions, you keep up with warnings, you keep up with the watchmen, the prophets, and everything that's being said, and the chatter that's out there. There's been a lot of chatter. I call it prophetic chatter. A lot of warnings about these just warning prophetic dreams of invasions of Russia and China or a coalition or an alliance of these two nations together. And here they are being mentioned again from a piece out of Russia. The director of the Institute of Far Eastern Studies at the Russian Academy of Sciences predicts that Russia and China, that the Russia-China de-dollarization could lead to the two nations forming a de facto fiscal alliance. And again, this is all in a collaborated effort to diminish the United States, reduce them, lower them from being the superpower of the world. Some opinions and some analysts will tell you that America is no longer the superpower of the world, and we have now fallen from that position, and others have led up to that. Now, we're getting breaking news, just came over my phone right now, of a destructive Derrico storm. Let me pull this down, guys. This is breaking news. This is what it, sometimes when we do these things live, this comes over. And we haven't even put this up on our website, but we'll look into this. This is from the Weather Channel, breaking news, Midwest Derrico. And if you don't know what that is, that's a straight line storm that can be very destructive, 70, 80, all the way up to 100 mile an hour winds, and it's very destructive. It says Midwest Derrico in progress, widespread damaging winds raced eastward. So maybe we can pull up a little bit of this in just a moment. I'll pull it up right live on the website and see if we can get an update on that. But let's get back to this Russia and China thing. This is something that a lot of us has got our eye on. We've been paying attention to this. We need to be paying attention to this. This is something we don't want to take lightly. So it's going to be interesting how this thing unfolds, especially when we get into September, October, because that's really September and October is when we really get into the economic rattling, the saber rattling of the economy, Wall Street, the stock markets. It's with, especially with the way things have been going right now with the coronavirus and all that, and all this, it's going to be very interesting come September and October. All right, so we're going to move on, guys, to let's talk about this earthquake thing, and I'll give this other story that's developing with this destructive Derrico storm moving across the Midwest. I want to give that a little bit of time to develop so we can give you more information on that. But if you guys live in North Carolina, do I got anybody on Facebook Live that's from North Carolina and you felt or you were involved in or experienced the earthquake that happened yesterday? This made news. All of this made national news, which you guys, as well as I know, if you keep up with this, a lot of these earthquakes don't make national news. They happen. They don't talk about them much, but this one did. There appears to be an uptick of powerful earthquakes that are reeling the United States and has even left experts baffled. Unusually large earthquakes have been striking diverse locations all over the United States in recent months, leaving experts baffled. On Sunday, yesterday, an extremely rare magnitude 5.1 earthquake struck North Carolina, making headlines all over the nation. It was the most powerful earthquake to strike the state in more than 100 years. Since 1916. So this was the most powerful earthquake to strike North Carolina in over in more than a century. That's why it was extremely rare. The earthquake was felt in Charlotte shortly after 8 a.m. and was centered just over a mile south of Sparta near the Virginia border, the strongest quake again to strike North Carolina in more than a century. In fact, here's the interesting part about this. The quake reportedly shook homes and rattled dishes as far away as Atlanta, Georgia. Now, that's in my proximity. Now, I personally didn't feel it where I'm at, but some people claim they did. The earthquake rattled dishes as far as Atlanta, Georgia. The epicenter was close to Sparta, and the mayor of Sparta said that it felt like a, quote, big wave coming underneath the bed. Listen to these phrases, guys. If you know the Bible, it's amazing. Quote, it felt like a big locomotive going by and a big wave coming underneath the bed. This was according to the mayor of Sparta, who told CNN, quote, a big wave coming to lift you. I've lived here my whole life, and I've never felt anything like that. However, this earthquake in North Carolina was only one of the many in a series of large earthquakes that has struck over several months. On July 22nd, a magnitude 7-point earthquake struck Alaska. This was, a 7.8 earthquake that struck off the coast of Alaska, south of the Aleutian Islands, and prompted a temporary fear of a tsunami, but we know that that wasn't the case. Back on May 15th, a magnitude 6.5 earthquake forced the governor of Nevada to declare a state of emergency. According to a local media report, it was the largest earthquake to strike the state since 1954. Are you listening to me? Jesus said, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse locations as a sign of the coming of the Lord. Matthew 24 talks about that. Luke says there'll be great earthquakes. And you've heard me teach on this. The word great in Greek is megos, where we get the word mega, mega quakes. A different earthquake of equal intensity struck the state of Idaho on March 31st. That particular quake was the most powerful earthquake that Idaho had experienced since the earthquake of 1983. So these are breaking records. They're setting new records, all these quakes that we're talking about here. Following that earthquake in Idaho, more than 1,000 aftershocks followed the initial event. And according to Popular Mechanics, that particular area of the country has still not stopped shaking. And what did the Lord say? He said, and these shall be the beginning of sorrows. He said, they'll be like birth pangs, continual shaking, continual rattling. On the 18th of March, a magnitude 5.7 earthquake rattled Salt Lake City that was so powerful that it actually knocked the trumpet out of the hand of the angel Moroni. Now, that's the Mormon religion. There was a statue of this angel holding a trumpet, and the earthquake rattled the statue of the angel Moroni so violently that it shook the trumpet out of the hand of the quote-unquote angel. Wow, you want to talk about prophetic right there. Listen, God said in the word of the living God that every idol shall be brought down. Every mountain shall be brought low. The high places shall be made low. Come on, anything that's considered idolatry in the eyes of the Lord, every false god, every god that is not the one true God is being brought down. Come on. Haggai said, everything that can be shaken shall be shaken. Once again, says the Lord, I'll shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land. Come on, the glory of the former house shall be greater than the former of the latter. Or I'm sorry, the latter, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. I had that backwards there. But I'm telling you, this is prophetic in nature. If you're paying attention, if you have ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is speaking in this hour. Southern California has been shaken by two large earthquakes just over a year ago, and those initial quakes have been followed by more than 80,000 aftershocks. More than 80,000 earthquakes have been recorded in the Ridgecrest area alone since July 4th. That was the aftermath of two of the largest tremors to hit California in more than a decade. Experts said the two major quakes, the first was measuring a 6.4 and the other a 7.1. Remember, that was back on July 4th. And it led to a, quote, particularly energetic aftershock sequence before slowing down. So, again, all this is extremely interesting, to say the least. And again, I believe it's prophetic in nature when we know the scriptures of the living word of God. And that is, again, what did Jesus said? I'm going to pull this screen back over here, guys, so you can see me. Jesus said in Luke 21, Mark 13, Matthew 24, all those scriptures, all those passages of scriptures, he mentions earthquakes in diverse locations. He mentions these will be as birth pangs. These will be as sorrows. He said there'll be great earthquakes. Romans 8 says that the entire earth will groan and travail for the coming of the Lord. So, I'm trying to pull up, guys, if you'll bear with me. I know this is live, but we're gonna go to the Weather Channel because I want to see if we can give you a live update on this developing Derrico storm here. This is breaking news. Let me see if I can pull this up here, guys. Actually, I've got it here on my... I'm going to just read this to you to save you the time here. Midwest Derrico in progress, widespread damage and winds race eastward. Severe thunderstorms are producing widespread damage and winds across a part of the Midwest today as a derecho races eastward. A derecho is a widespread wind damage event caused by severe thunderstorms, and this one got its start in eastern Nebraska this morning. The complex of storms has knocked out power and caused tree damage from around Omaha, Nebraska to central Iowa. There is reported wind gusts of up to 99 miles an hour as these storms pass through a Marshalltown, Iowa. More than 200,000 homes and businesses have now reportedly lost power in Nebraska and Iowa, according to one source that the Weather Channel sourced. The severe storms are expected to track eastward. So if you're in proximity to this, you need to be on alert. I want to really go over here and pull this up. So just bear with me for a second, because I want to pull this up on the screen and try to share the screen with you so you can see what we're talking about here. Let me go over here. Okay, now let me go back down here. We're going to share this. We're going to right here, come over here. Here we go. Now, you're going to see this come up on the screen. I know it's a little sloppy, but it was a last minute thing. We didn't expect to do this, but at least you can see this. You're looking at, if you're watching by YouTube or Facebook, I know you guys on podcast can't see this, but you can see, I'm just going to read this. Along the path of these thunderstorms, particularly in the purple shaded areas of the map below, this includes the Chicago metro area by later this afternoon. So you can see right through all around in that region right there, what's really bright red and then the purple. So if you live anywhere in that proximity, this stuff is heading your way. This stuff is heading your way. And again, it's already reported to have caused over 200,000 homes to lose their power across Nebraska and Iowa, and 99 mile an hour winds, straight line winds heading east. So all you guys, especially right above Indianapolis, Chicago area, Des Moines, all those areas right there, guys. If you've got friends, I see Clarissa saying, I have friends in that area. If you're watching this, you've got family, friends, please call them, contact them, let them know, hey, there is a violent storm heading your way. Get ready, get prepared, get in a basement, get sheltered, whatever you got to do. Again, it's 2020. This is a crazy year. You don't know what's going to happen day by day, because I believe this is extremely prophetic, because it's dealing with something that I believe personally is a precursor to the mark of the beast. So give me just a second. I'm going to pull this up. Again, here's the headline. Ready? Quote, Google skin marks could turn our bodies into a touchpad using high-tech tattoos. Did you guys see this article? We put this on intimeheadlines.org and intimeheadlines.com. And I put a little note here. It says it looks more like technology is coming out that is getting humanity accustomed to placing something on their skin or under their skin. Let me say that one more time. More evidence. It looks to be as more evidence of technology advancing, coming out to prepare us or to get us accustomed, watch this, to putting something on or under our skin. Google announced that it is working on and developing the new or the next futuristic technology beyond smartphones. Again, this was Prophecy News Watch posted this, and there was other tech websites that posted this. New futuristic technology beyond smartphones, tattoos to turn the user into a human touchpad. Scientists are developing something way more sinister using similar skin drawing technology to track its wearer's movements. Well, what do you know? How about that? Google is developing smart tattoos that, when applied to the skin, will transform the human body into a living touchpad via embedded sensors in the link. No, and again, I'm just reading this article here. Quote, this is not science fiction. The wearable project is called Skin Marks. Skin Marks utilizes rub-on tattoos to create the next generation of wearable technology devices. According to CNET, who reported this, white papers and demo videos, the sensor-driven tattoos are applied to a part of the body, you can see that on your screen, preferably one where you can swipe up and down with ease like an arm. The sensors can then be triggered by traditional touch or swipe gestures as we perform daily on smartphones. Look at that. See how their finger on that screen, on that picture right there, is moving up and down just like you swipe your apps. Come on. All the TikTok people, they're used to that with their thumb. Just swipe up to the next one. I'm bored with that one. Swipe up, swipe up, swipe up. So the same technology is going on your skin. There are more specific gestures related to the appendages of humans. Quote, you could squeeze the area around the tattoo or bend your fingers or limbs to activate the sensors. Quote, the project is in part being conducted by researchers at Saarland University in Germany, who wrote in a white paper that the benefit of using skin as an interface is, quote, tapping into the fine motor skills that human beings naturally have. All right, I'm going to read you a little bit more. Skin Marks is partially being funded through Google Faculty Research Awards. Interacting with your own skin and limbs also means that you would be able to do actions without looking. This is also applicable possibly for virtual reality. This is where it's going, guys. My generation, my kids have smartphones. Their kids, this is where it's, if the Lord tarries, the Lord doesn't come back, we're not in the tribulation, whatever, depending on what theology you hold up. That's where it's headed. The tattoos are made by screen printing conductive ink onto tattoo paper, which rubs away after use. Some of the prototype tattoos include cartoon drawings or light-up displays. Quote, through a vastly reduced tattoo thickness and increased stretchability, a skin mark is sufficiently thin and flexible to conform to irregular geometry like flexure lines and protruding bones, according to the researchers. I want to read on. It says that other researchers with such as one from Cook, associate professor of mechanical engineering at the University of Houston, say they have developed a similar form of electronics known as, quote, drawn on skin electronics. I want to read this here. Ready? Quote, the impression may not be important when your Fitbit registers 4,000 steps instead of 4,200, but sensors designed to check heart function, temperature, and other physical signals must be accurate if they are to be used for diagnostics and treatment. So they're trying to push this even into healthcare. This is extremely interesting, to say the least. So this is the technology that is moving and racing forward at breakneck speed that I believe is all introducing us, that is mentally, physically preparing us. It is precursors to what we read about in Revelation 13. Again, what does Revelation 13 say about this system of the mark of the beast? It says that without this it being put in your right hand or in your forehead, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. In other words, this will be something that is normal. It'll be something that is introduced. It is something that will be embraced by the entire populace of the world. Smartphones, when they come out, there was a fringe group of people that said that I will not have a smartphone, I won't have this, I won't have that, I won't do this, I won't have that. But look, everybody, even elderly, even senior citizens now have smartphones. They all have this. So again, you may say, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not partaking of this. This is advancing forward. It's moving ahead. And I'm telling you, if the Lord tarries or we enter into the tribulation, this, my friends, is where we are headed. We are headed into biblical times that we are approaching. So endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, that's going to be where you can find this. That's going to be our landing page, guys, for you guys watching by Facebook, you guys listening by podcast, watching by YouTube, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. We want to encourage you to sign up to our daily digest. If you go to the main website, if you click on the subscribe button, you're going to get a daily digest into your inbox, and just one email every day. It's not going to be 100 emails. You're not going to get an email every single time we post something. It's going to be one digest every single day, so you can keep up with what we're doing. We also want to, if you've not yet downloaded our app, I want to pull this up here so you can see this. I thought we were already doing that, but I guess we weren't. Let me share this on here so you can see this. End Time Headlines app. It's free. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. Again, it's free, guys. And you can download that by just going to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store and type in End Time Headlines. When you see that, you're going to see our official ETH logo. That's the acronym for End Time Headlines. You're going to see that logo. Download the app. When you get the app, you're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our podcast. Down below, you're going to see where it says listen, and then you'll see watch. You can listen to our podcast, or you can watch it by YouTube, where you can see the visuals like we see today. And you can go to our YouTube channel and subscribe to our YouTube channel there. You're going to see all that information right there at the palm of your hand on our official ETH app. As always, we want to give you the opportunity. If you've been blessed, you've been informed. Listen, guys, I had a message today lined up, and I still do. It's called Wounded in the House of My Friends. I believe this is going to be a very powerful right now word for somebody. It's a very exhorting message that deals with being offended in the house of God. And I'm going to talk about that. We were going to do that today, but I believe all these stories were worth putting precedence over that. So we've kind of pushed this to the front burner, and we pushed that message to the back. So on Wednesday, Lord willing, when we come back on here, we're going to deliver that message, Wounded in the House of My Friends. And please don't miss that. I believe we're seeing something that's taking place right now in the house of God that you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss that message. I believe it'll be very edifying to you. So again, if this ministry is a continual source of edification, information, revelation to you and your family, and you've been extremely blessed by it week after week, and you would like to sow into this ministry a one-time gift, or perhaps partner with this ministry with the gift of whatever the Lord puts on your heart. If this is your home church, I know many people, they say this is... End Time Headlines is our home church. We don't have a home church. We can't find a spirit-filled, Bible-believing church that teaches and preaches the whole counsel of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If that's the case, we ask that you would be obedient to what the Holy Spirit and the Word of God says to do, and that you, in return, help us to remain strong in the year 2020 to continue to do what we're doing, and we're doing it free. Again, all of our messages are free. Our emails are free. Our app is free. Everything is free. We just ask that whatever the Lord tells you or speaks to you to do or prompts in your heart to do, we ask that you be obedient to that. And we thank you again from the bottom of all of our partners and supporters of our ministry. Thank you so much for your, not only your giving, your support, but also your prayers and your letters and messages of words and of encouragement to myself and to my family. Even during this transition, many of you guys have sent just very kind words to us and prayers that you guys have sent over to us. So we appreciate that so much from the from the bottom of our hearts. And again, from all of us here at End Time Headlines, we say thank you again for taking the time out today to hear this special prophetic viewpoint for this Monday. We pray that the Lord's blessings be upon you. May his countenance shine upon you. May he keep you coming in and going out. I ask that the prosperity of the Lord be upon you and your home. May his favor be upon you. I plead the blood of Jesus over you. I declare Psalm 91 over you and your whole household. And may he give you the wisdom of the Lord in whatever direction you need in the year 2020. And as we continue in the latter part of this year and advance forward and toward what God has positioned and what he has mandated for us to individually do, and as he has mandated for us to do in our churches and whatever ministry that we may be affiliated with. So we love you guys. God bless you. Remember, don't forget to share this, subscribe, get our app, do all that, and let people know of End Time Headlines. God bless. We'll see you Wednesday.